With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It's a story ranchers all over the country can relate to. The fear of wildfires when you live on a ranch and what happens when your ranch is in the path of just such a disaster. Wildfire is especially dangerous out west where there's so much more open space. That space, thanks to permits, are usually pretty good for grazing, and that puts ranchers close to the action and oftentimes right in the middle of it. Tim Ingrove is a firefighter with a Type 2 incident management team and says ranchers and farmers are a tight-knit group of folks and in most cases are helping each other out when bad things happen. And that's exactly what he saw in a fire he responded to earlier this summer.
Locals started donating not just goods, but also just even funds for fuel and ice and things like that. And it just spread beyond there. I mean, neighboring counties, neighboring towns and cities became a part of the effort to bring donations in or send donations. And very quickly, that even grew to, you know, the need for or the foreseen need for hay for the livestock. I think we were probably 4 or 5 days into the fire and other ranchers, folks rallied to get some hay put together and started hauling it into the area.
Ranchers I spoke to said it's pretty common that they help each other out and that dealing with wildfire is just a big part of life out on the range.
Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.